This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. On Beacon Hill this afternoon, a changing of the guard.
Bradley H. Jones, Jr. had 31. Ronald Mariano had 123. Therefore, Mr. Mariano of Quincy is declared elected.
House Majority Leader Ron Mariano has been elevated to the top job in the Massachusetts House. He will replace longtime Speaker Robert DeLeo, who stepped down yesterday to take a job at Northeastern University. WBUR's senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown was in the chamber when Mariano took the gavel. Steve joins us now from the Statehouse. A lot of people have not heard of Ron Mariano until just a few days ago. What should we know about the new speaker?
Sure, Lisa. As Speaker, he becomes one of the so-called Big Three in the building, joining Governor Baker and Senate President Karen Spilka as the movers and shakers of public policy in Massachusetts. Mariano has been a state rep for almost 30 years and a member of the leadership for the last dozen. He's 74 years old, 4 years older than his predecessor. He started off as an elementary school teacher, got elected to the Quincy School Committee, and then made the shift over to the House in 1991. He seems popular among many of the members and prides himself on the many relationships he's built in the building over the years. He's also built a pretty hefty campaign war chest that he often uses those funds to take his colleagues out to dinner. And those apparently have all paid off, as he is now in the chamber's top job.
Robert DeLeo was speaker for 12 years. How will Ron Mariano, his successor, differ?
Mariano says he's more of a hands-on kind of guy. He says he'll be spending more time in the chamber with his colleagues, something DeLeo didn't do quite as much. But keep in mind, a lot of the work is done before the bills come to the chamber. Mariano will be assembling his leadership team, and he promises that it will reflect the makeup of the House, which he says should reflect the makeup of the state. We'll be watching to see how diverse he can make that leadership team.
Ron Mariano is said to be more of a centrist than Speaker DeLeo, who was a moderate. Many progressives outside the chamber have been chiding progressive representatives for backing Mariano. All the progressives, with the exception of two of them who are leaving the House next week, voted for Mariano. How does he feel about that assessment that he's not progressive enough for the liberal state of Massachusetts?
Yeah, he bristles at that. I talked with him a little while ago, and he defended his record.
I am the first rep south of Boston on the coast between Dorchester and Provincetown that voted for gay marriage when no one was voting for gay marriage. So to say I'm a centrist and not progressive, I think is kind of a contradiction in terms. And I've traditionally voted on my conscience and what I feel is right. In a lot of these issues, these social issues, I may disagree a little bit with some of my more progressive mates, but I think on all the major progressive issues, I've checked my record, it's pretty consistent.
So how is that going to influence his legislative priorities?
Well, his priorities, health care bills are in his wheelhouse. His fingerprints are all over the Massachusetts health care bill from the early 2000s. That's the one that served as the model for the National Affordable Care Act. He's very concerned about the survival of community hospitals, having lost one in his hometown of Quincy. He says he wants to build a foundation for these community hospitals to build on, especially community hospitals in gateway cities.
So Mariano was elected speaker today, and I guess they're going to be doing it all over again next week.
Yeah, deja vu all over again. He's only elected for the remainder of this session, which ends this coming Tuesday. A new session starts on Wednesday. The first order of business, elect a speaker. And it's a safe bet that Mariano will be elected speaker once again.
Thank you very much, WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.